Welcome to the Dr. Jazz Hour, an educational and entertaining exploration of over 100 years of America's musical art form, jazz. This program is produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio, KCHW, in Chihuahua, Washington.
The more I want to see,
we are going island hopping on today's Dr. Jazz Hour. Four sets of island jazz are lined up. First, islands of the Far East, then the South Pacific, the Caribbean, and we'll finish with some American islands. Let's begin with the quartet Fourplay, spelled F-O-U-R, from their first album of 1999 and Bally Run. Then Latin jazz artist Pancho Sanchez and his band doing Cal Chater's Leyte, a Philippine island, from the Soul Sauce album of 1995. And lastly, a tribute to the Aboriginals of New Zealand with Dave Rubeck's Maori Blues from the album Time Further Out of 1961. Unfortunately, Paul Desmond does not play alto on this track.
Thank you.
Let's move on to the South Pacific with this set of island jazz on this Dr. Jazz Hour. Point Venus is a landmark on the island of Tahiti. Keyboardist Jeff Lorber does one with this title on his 1994 project, West Side Stories. Then Martha Tilton sings I'd Like to See Samoa of Samoa with the Benny Goodman Orchestra in 1937. Pianist Kenny Barron recorded one titled Cook's Bay about the beautiful island of Moorea in Tahiti on his Spirit Song album of 2000. A nice sax solo by David Sanchez on this one. We're heading to the Caribbean on this next set on the Dr. Jazz Hour. The island of Martinique is mentioned in the Irving Berlin standard Heatwave. Here's Susanna McCorkle doing it from her album, Let's Face the Music and Dance of 1997. Guitarist Lee Rentnauer recorded St. Bart's on his 1990 Stolen Moments album. And this Caribbean set will finish with Coleman Hawkins and his orchestra in 1933 with Jamaica Shout. Solos by Hawkins on tenor, Henry Red Allen on trumpet, and J.C. Higginbotham on trombone.
Right into town last week. She came from the island of Martinique. The can-can, she dances, will make you fry. The can-can is really the reason she certainly can. She started the heat wave by letting her seat wave, and in such a way that the customers say that she certainly can.
Gee, her anatomy, Thank you.
The fourth set of Island Jazz on this Dr. Jazz Hour will explore some American islands, starting with St. Thomas in the Virgin Islands, with Sonny Rollins' recording of 1956 from his Saxophone Colossus album. Tommy Flanagan on piano, Doug Watkins on bass, and Max Roach on drums. Drummers Buddy Rich and Gene Krupa teamed up for several albums. Burn and Beat of 1962 shows off their skills on Hawaiian War Chant, a tune made popular by the Tommy Dorsey Orchestra during the swing era. And then we'll have Anita O'Day doing Key Largo in 1953 on her Singin' and Swingin' recording. Thank you.
Largo. How empty it seems with only my dreams. Strange cargo may come to Key Largo, but where is the watching the show to find you once
us for another installment of the Dr. Jazz Hour, a program produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio, KCHW, in Chewelah, Washington.